Continental Tires, AFL Trade Radio. The Early Trade for Tire Power. Tire Power, tire experts you should always trade with. And for Bunnings, Bunnings Trade. Helping business is their trade.
1300 23 55 48 is the Kogan Mobile open line. This is the Early Trade Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio Day 2 up and running. Craig's in Tassie and he wants to speak about the Bulldogs. Hey, Craig, thanks for your call.
Hey, boys. I've got a few things. Just about the grand final. Talking about Woody as well before. No disrespect to Woody. He's been a great player, but I think he's a bit cooked. And who would come through? I don't understand how Hayden Crozier didn't get a game in his side on the weekend. I think Hayden Crozier has been a good player, and I don't know what's going on with him down there. And should they look at Laddams from Adelaide to help English? Because I think Martin's not cutting it unless he has been. And who would come in to take over Wood? Would it be like a Buka Karmas or something like that?
Yeah, Craig, I think you make some good points, and that's something that they have to look at. On Crozier, I think that when you've got Bailey Dale and Caleb Daniel, they sort of play a similar role. They're pretty aggressive halfbacks, and Crozier's similar, so you can't have three of them, I wouldn't have thought, in that side. Wood was there to shut down Bailey Fritsch, and unfortunately he wasn't able to do it. He got found out by Charlie Cameron also in that first final where he had three goals kicked on him before they had to change it over to Taylor Duray. So Duray's also in front of Hayden Crozier. So you've got plenty of players in that position. Wood's up against it, probably to hold his spot next year. He needs to get sharper if he can. He needs to work at his agility. As you get older, you need to work even harder and harder at your game to stay involved. I'm really interested in where Kane sees Laddams because Steph Martin's going to be 35. So I'd make a decision on Steph Martin. Do we go with Steph Martin next year, or was it just 1 year? He helped us get to a grand final, but I'm not sure he can go with the likes of these young ruckmen moving forward. Tim English is an interesting one. It's been reports this morning in the Herald Sun that he's going to wait till the middle of next year before he signs. His partner has signed a 2-year deal with the West Coast Fever and the Super Netball, so they have to be really careful that they're not going to potentially lose him, Kane. So is Laddams ever going to be a number one ruckman, in your opinion, Kane?
You're hesitant to say definitively yes or no because how many times have we seen ruckman sort of blossom at that 26, 27 years of age? So he's still only 23. He has been exposed against the bigger rucks. I remember there was a game, Port Adelaide played Collingwood at the MCG earlier on this year, and Grundy was just dominant, just all over him. He actually responded quite well. This was when Scott Lysett was out. 202 centimetres, he's big enough. I think he would need to put some size on. 23 years of age, he's quite mobile and athletic, and he can follow up and get the ball at ground level. He's a high possession ruckman. So I think, yes, he has the capabilities to be a number one ruckman, but he's not going to be a top echelon number one ruckman. I don't think he's got the hit-out craft that some of the other rucks have, and I don't think he has the touch, but he'll follow up, he'll tackle, he'll win enough of the footy. And the thing that he does have going for him is he's not a genuine forward, clearly, but he actually can go forward and give you a taller target, a little bit like what Max Gawn has done. I know Gawn kicked 5 in a prelim, but Max Gawn isn't a natural goal kicker across the history of his career so far, but Laddams can rest forward. So, yeah, I think he has the capabilities, and he's not going to cost you a lot. He's probably an early third, late second round draft pick for one of those clubs that need a ruck. So I'd definitely be exploring that. Good on you, Craig, down in Tassie. Thanks for your thoughts. Callum's in Hobart. You want to chat about the Crows, Callum? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to... I won't go into Jordan Dawson because that looks like it's probably going to get done. I just wanted to hear your thoughts around... Basically, it looks like the Crows have the two bookends for the next decade, basically, in Butts and Hillthorpe. I feel like we've missed the chance, obviously, to get Horn now. It won't happen. North Melbourne will get him. And really, we've been looking so much into South Australian talent. I don't think that pick four probably gets us the quality of a Horn in the midfield. So what are your thoughts about even looking for future picks around the pick four mark and just trying to entice a team like a Gold Coast or something like that out of their picks and just looking away from this year, because it just looks like it's Victorian talent and Western Australian talent after Jason Horne.
Yeah, I get frustrated when clubs only look for homegrown talent. Like, Ollie Wines wins a Brownlow medal, and he's, you know, he was as staunch as anyone that he's not coming to Adelaide. And, you know, it's going to be 2 years, I'm going to go home. It's going to be 4 years, I'm going to go home. He just signed a 6-year contract extension and won a Brownlow medal, and he's never looked happier in terms of the club that he's at. So if you've got pick four and you're only going to narrow your focus to South Australian talent because you've been burnt by players that have left before, it is a ridiculous handicap strategy that you're going with. So just pick the best player, for goodness sake, at pick four, and back your own system. You've got Darren Burgess coming in as an elite high-performance boss. You've got Matthew Nix, who clearly has great character and has resonated with the club. You've got a new CEO in Tim Silvers, who's come from the Hawthorn model. Just back in your system to pick the best Victorian or Western Australian, wherever they are, and make sure you keep them. I wouldn't be hamstrung, Lordo, to be only looking at South Australians with that pick number four.
Oh, I'm with you, because Rory Sloane's Victorian, isn't he, as well?
Correct.
That's been there, and now your captain, Callum. And I'm right across the Victorian young talent. I get to coach against them every Saturday, and there's a couple of absolute beauties that will go around your pick at four and would be phenomenal midfielders for the next 15 years. One's Finn Callaghan. He's 6'3", so my height, and he moves beautifully as a left footer, just glides across the field. And I'm hearing the clubs are all trying to jockey to move up to try and get him. Fremantle want him. North, I've heard, even were considering looking at him as a number one draft pick. So that's how good he is. So there's plenty out. There's another boy by the name of Josh Ward, who's just not as big, but a dynamic midfielder who just keeps getting it. So there's so many good selections for the Crows as inside midfielders to take at that pick.
Yeah, that's what they need, that bigger inside midfielder who can actually break away from stoppage. And then you got Jordan Dawson for that ball use front of centre. So Crows will be very active, you would think, in improving their list. This is the Kogan Mobile open line for Kogan Mobiles. Make the call and switch to Kogan Mobile today. Max is in Williams Landing. You want to speak about Carlton and what they do with pick six, Maxie?
Yes, I actually want to talk about two things. One is Petrovsky Seaton. I'm a bit disappointed that he has to go, that he's sort of wanting to go back home. I mean, we didn't really develop him that much, but I think he's been playing in the wrong position. He should have been playing where he was picked to play. And I think that starts with the coach and the coaching staff previously. With pick six, I don't think Chera would be worth that much, because I don't know. We haven't seen much of Chera, and secondly, I think a draft pick would have been nice to go into the draft and pick start a new player, a better player up, or someone that you can develop. Because with Chera, he's only got 3 Brownlow votes, and I don't know how good he is in terms of where he finished with his best and fairest, if we're just looking at those particular things to determine pick six for him.
Max, I'll start while Kane looks up Adam Chera's numbers for us. But I wasn't sure on it. I've seen Adam come through as a junior footballer too. But what I saw from Chera in the last 10 games of this season got me excited if I'm a Carlton supporter. So I saw Chera, you know, start to get 30 disposals in games and break and spread and all the things you want from elite midfielders. I'd be pretty pumped. He is the gem in this trade period. He is the Rolls Royce. He's the class above any other player that's available. And he's exactly what Carlton need. So rather than take someone that you are hoping will be okay, I think we know what Chera is going to do. He's done a 50-game apprenticeship, and he gets to walk into Carlton's side. And it's exactly what they need. Cripps is Cripps. He's inside, but doesn't give you a lot on the outside. Walsh isn't a massive midfielder. Williams wasn't the answer. You've tried Kennedy, Setterfield. They're B, C grade midfielders. For me, Chera, you give that pick and you get excited that he comes and joins Carlton. That's my thoughts, Kane.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you on it, Lordo. I know you're spending some time in Perth and running into a few people that are involved in the Fremantle Footy Club. They're so flat to lose him. So they rate him so highly, and they've built their whole rebuild around this midfield with Darcy and Sarong and Brayshaw and Chera. And then you've got Fife and Mundy and Walt, that experience and the veterans around them that have actually been pushed out of the midfield to give these guys the opportunity. So they're really disappointed to lose him. They rate him highly, and I'm with you because he is that bigger one. Well, Sarong's a small midfielder, but he's good and he's aggressive. And he's going to be a good player. And Brayshaw and Chera were those bigger bodies through there. So they're flat to lose him. And I think they're also going to be going all out this trade period to try and find a midfielder, a ready-made one. I'm not sure they want to go to the draft just to replace Chera and take that 3, 4, 5 years to get in the position that he was in. So I think for Carlton, I'd be really excited about that. We're going to speak about Sam Petrefsky, Seton Max, on the other side of this. So Tom's on the line, so stick around. He wants to chat about Ben King. And Stephen Silvani, former list manager of the Carlton Footy Club, had some really strong things to say about Sam Petrefsky, Seton. We'll get to that next. If you want to jump on the phone, the Kogan Mobile open line is 1300 23 55 48.